Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
None of us are worthy. None of us are worthy of salvation. None of us are worthy of God's goodness in our lives, and surely none of us are worthy to observe the Lord's Supper. The word is not unworthy. The word is unworthily. The word is unworthily means the manner in which we partake of the Lord's Supper. The word does not describe the condition of the individual. In other words, we're not worthy. It doesn't describe our condition, but refers to the action that's done improperly. Did you get that? Unworthily. In other words, when we observe the Lord's Supper, if we do it irreverently, without that proper mindset, well, we're going to find out that judgment will come upon us. Verse number 28. Oh, I didn't finish that. Where it says, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup, again, that's the Lord's Supper, unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Preacher, what does that mean? It means, the word guilty, by the way, it means that they're responsible or liable for any wrongdoing. That's what the word guilty means. Any wrongdoing, you're liable for it. You're guilty. Okay. Put into context here, it means they were guilty of dishonoring what the Lord's Supper meant. The blood and the body of the Lord, they did not take it seriously. Remember, they were just doing it frivolously, having love feasts, dinner on the ground, and hey, while we're at it, let's have Lord's Supper. They wasn't separating the two. And that's what he's talking about here, that you're dishonoring that whole thing about the communion, the Lord's Supper. And that's what he's that it talks about, you shall be guilty of it. You didn't do that properly. And so you're liable for it. And because when you're guilty, there's a price to pay, okay? And we're going to find out about that in just a minute. Look at verse number 28. But let a man examine himself. Again, it's not in a display of self-checking to see if we're worthy, because, again, we're not worthy of what Christ did for us. But it's an honest appraisal to see that as we receive the communion, the Lord's Supper, we are conducting ourselves in a way that's honoring to the Lord. Let a man examine himself. Are we doing this properly? Okay. Of course, it comes in play about the sin, things that you want to make sure you're right with God. But the thought here is make sure the manner in which you're doing it properly and you take it very seriously. I was talking to somebody at the graduation. By the way, I had a great graduation Friday. And just enjoy the fellowship of everybody and pastors and all. And we got talking and somebody asked me, one of the pastors asked me a question about how often we observe the Lord's Supper. And I told him we try to do it every quarter. We did Easter Sunday night and we'll be doing it again. I told him we do it in January when the missionaries are here, the Maddie Lees. Anyway, we shared all of that and all. Anyway, we got talking a little bit about Lord's Supper and how we observe it and all. Everybody's different. And the key is as oft as you will. Could we do it every Sunday? Absolutely. But this is what we got talking about. If we did it every Sunday, it would tend to lose its significance of what it really means. And again, I used that example last week or two about you pretty much know how our worship service goes. We'll have a Sunday school class. We'll have a brief intermission. And then we'll come in, have an opening song. We'll have a prayer, a welcome. We'll have a choir special. We'll have a second song choir. Ever how that goes, you know. Choir's dismissed. We'll shake hands and receive an offering. We'll have a special. We'll have a sermon. We'll have an invitation, and we go home. That's pretty much how we do it. And I told that pastor one Sunday when I get brave enough and I get really, I don't want to be in the flesh. I want the Lord to lead us. We're going to open up a service with preaching and fool everybody. And then sing afterwards, you know. But anyway, and that's the thing about the Lord's Supper. It would become insignificant. It just becomes part of the rote, you know, a ritual, if you will. And so, but still, it needs to say as often as you do. But we need to examine ourselves. Are we doing this in the proper manner? Verse number 29. For he that eateth and drinketh, there's that word again, unworthily, not in the right perspective, not in the, you're taking it, you're not taking it seriously. It's just another, well, here it comes again. All right. Eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, this throws a lot of people for a loop, this word, this verse here, especially that word damnation. You mean, preacher, that if I observe this unworthily, I'm dying and going to hell? No, that's not what that word means. The word damnation here means judgment. In other words, God's judgment will be placed upon you because you observed the Lord's Supper in the wrong manner. Because, by the way, we cannot lose our salvation. Amen, preacher. We did nothing to get our salvation. It's a gift of God. We can do nothing in order to lose our salvation. So the word damnation here does not mean that we're going to die and be eternally damned to a devil's hell. The word damnation literally means it's the judgment. It's not the loss of salvation, but it's chastisement from God. Turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews chapter number 12. We read a little bit in Hebrews chapter number 12 about chastisement or correction from God. When we do something wrong, and again, it's not always, because if we did, we'd always be chastised because we're always sinning. Always. And if that's the case, we'd always be getting a whipping. So God chooses, if we don't confess our sins, He chooses God's sovereignty when we are chastised. Very important, or you understand this. Okay, well, He don't chastise us all the time, because if He did every day, we'd be messing, you know, He'd be whipping us. By the way, when I was a kid, did y'all get a whipping every day? Some of y'all probably ought to, whether you need it or not, you know, but I'll never forget. Okay, how would I say this? I would get more spankings from mama than daddy. Okay, I hated to get a spanking from mama, and I sure hated to get one from daddy, because daddy was a lot more stronger than mama, and he was a lot more firmer than mama. And mama and dad would always, you know, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. You've heard that before. You heard that before. And as a parent, I recognize that now, because you hate to chastise your kid. But I do remember this. When mama said, "You wait till your daddy gets home," I knew that I bypassed her spanking. And when daddy got home, because he's out ministering, daddy's a pastor, visiting, and we come home from school and the boys do something wrong, and mama said, "I've had it, I've had it." Y'all ever done that? Can you imagine her saying that to me? "I've had it, wait till your daddy gets home." Well, daddy come home one day, and I heard him in the living room, and me and Ronnie was in our bedroom, and I heard mama tell him, "Daddy, what happened?" And so I went to my chest of drawers, I shouldn't tell you this, and I put on about 5 pair of underwear. And if that was, because I knew daddy was fixing it, lay one on me, what mama was really like. And then after that, I put some socks underneath my underwear, thinking that, well, okay. And daddy saw me, and it made it even worse. Now he had to pull, I shouldn't be saying this, before he just whipped me with my pants, I pulled my all 4 or 5 pair of them underwear. I know this is going out on the internet and everybody's watching this, but you can get the picture. My rear end was shining. Me and daddy and Ronnie standing over there, his eyes were like that, because Ronnie was next. I was the older one, and I get mine first. And Ronnie's watching this thing, and my behind went from a shiny white to a bright red. You got the picture, okay? Daddy loved us. Daddy.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.